Blog Talk Radio.
The churches that are Sunday keepers
They have, changed their day of worship to Sunday, and they are keeping the day Sunday as their Sabbath. Some of them say they know that the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, and they are continuing to keep Sunday as a worship day. So what we're going to do here in this series, in as much as possible, we're going to be looking at the Sabbath day and then those things that are permitted to do in the Sabbath and things that are not permitted to do in the Sabbath day. Because I think people sometimes lose track of that and, want to fudge and all those types of things in ways that, as long as it's not intentional, because we're not living, we're living in the land of the U.S. and basically, it's hard. The job can keep you from keeping it. But anyway, because of us living in the Gentile nations and us not having 100% control over what we do and how we do it, then we want to honor this and make sure that we are really making an honest attempt to honor the Sabbath. People think that it's no big deal, but we're going to look at what the scriptures say concerning this. Because, people feel like, hey, if I get a job that, requires me to work on Sabbath, then I'm just required to work on Sabbath. But they really should be trying not to work on the Sabbath in as much as possible and, do whatever it takes not to have to work the Sabbath. So we're going to look at this on this day and maybe next week, depends upon how far we get into it on today. So let's do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there's one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just glorify you on this day, and we lift you up and we magnify your name, O Yah Elohim, and we extol thee. We extol thee, O Yah, and we lift you up high above all the highest heavens, Father, for you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise, Father. And so we submit ourselves to you, and we give you glory, honor, and praise on today. And we ask that you would be a part of this lesson, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Stay our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. All right. Let us go ahead, and our scripture for today, for this lesson, is going to be Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10. The book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, thy Yah. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. May the Most High bless him to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right, so let us look at this word and this day, the Sabbath. And let me bring this up. The Sabbath, Isaiah 58 and 13. Let us go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. We'll start this off in verse 13. And understand this is a classroom environment, so if you have any questions, feel free to ask your questions. We are wanting to make sure that that's always available, and on this day especially, that you, if you have questions, that you ask those questions. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58. And we're going to get verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Excuse me. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yah, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. Now the Sabbath day was commanded by the Most High, and he kept his own Sabbath in the beginning, in the creation. And for some reason, mankind, those that are Christians, themselves to this. It's like the Christian mindset is that we are so special that none of the book applies to us, only what we want to apply to ourselves. But in the end, we're going to find out that Yah is not going to be pleased with that, like he wasn't pleased with it with Israel. Excuse me. Can you do me a favor? Can you give me something to drink? Oh. All right, so let's look at what the word Sabbath means. Let's go to the two reference verses, too, and we're going to get verse 2. We'll get verses 1 and 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And the seventh day Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he made. So the Most High is showing his whole creation, his example. He finished his work and he rested. Not that he needed to sleep or that he was tired, but I'm resting from that work and I want you to sleep from yours. So this is what he did from the very beginning. Now let's go to Exodus chapter 16, the book of Exodus chapter 16. And let's get verse 30. Exodus chapter 16 and verse 30. Rested on the seventh day. Now this word for rest here in Genesis chapter 2 and in Exodus chapter 16, Shabbat, for rest. Okay, and this is a different, we're going to read a couple of other verses that say rest, but it's not the same type of rest, okay? So that's Shabbat, S-H-A-B-A-T-H, and that's going to come from, let me just pull up the Hebrew, the Strong here, Strong 876-73. Okay, a primitive root to repose, to desist from exertion, used in many implied relationships, causative, figurative, and specific, cause to rest, let rest, make to rest, seek, celebrate, cause, make to fail, keep Sabbath, suffer to be lacking, leave, put away, or put down, make to rest, to rid, to seal, to take away. And it's a verb, so it's an action, something that you do, okay? So in Genesis 1, chapter 2, and verse 2, and Exodus 16 and 30, the Most High rested after he finished his work, and then he commanded that his people rest on the seventh day, okay? And so, you know, people will come up with the argument, well, what if the seventh day is not Friday, Saturday? And I simply tell them, pull up your calendar. Calendar that you're using today. And when you pull up that calendar, say, what is the first day of the week on your calendar? It's Sunday. What is the seventh day? It's Saturday. The Most High is not going to say, oh, you know, the Romans and the Greeks, they numbered the days, or they named the days. The number one day, if you change that from Sunday to day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, it's the same thing as in the beginning. In the evening and the morning were the first chapter one. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formed, was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Somebody down through history didn't like numbers, so the Romans or the Greeks or the Babylonians, whoever, doesn't really make a difference. We're going to name the first day Sunday. And I'm not saying who did it, so don't try to hold me to that. But it's day one, the first day. That's all we have to know. We shouldn't get caught up in, well, it's Wednesday. Wednesday could have been the first day. No, Wednesday could not have been the first day. They didn't name Wednesday the first day. They named Wednesday the third day. It's real simple. We don't have to get caught up in, it's just, it really is an attempt to try to disobey. That's really all that is. It doesn't matter what the name of the day of the week is. Because the Most High didn't say, and the evening and the morning were Sunday. And then for day two, he didn't say, and the evening and the morning was Monday. He numbered the days. And that's all he did. Mankind came up with a name for the days. And they were typically named after some god, like Saturday is after Saturn. And I had the name of those days, the name of the gods for each of those days, but it's not important. That's the day, the name that we use for the day, the number of the day. But we could really just say, hey, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. Man added the name for the day, okay? Go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8. And Elohim called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. He didn't say it was Monday. He didn't say it was Tuesday. He just said the second day. And we go down and go to verse 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Then the fourth day. Then the fifth day. Then the sixth day. Then the seventh day. That's all we got to be concerned with. So if you go pull up your calendar and you start at the left, that's how we read today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's the seventh day on your calendar? Don't worry about what the name of the day is. Just what's the seventh day? Call that Saturday. In our time. But the truth of the matter is, the Most High, for the Most High, that is the seventh day. Okay, and so we honor and keep it. We obey Him, because if you go and try to pick out another day and say, well, you know, I believe Wednesday was the seventh day. Based on what? And then, are you going to be the only person in the world worshiping on that day? And, you know, we either worship the Most High every day, but since we're supposed to set aside the seventh day, trying to do something like that, it's just really, you know, trying to keep from going along with what the masses are doing for no apparent reason. Because there's no way that you can say, well, Wednesday was, can't really say, except for the calendar, can't really say that Sunday was the first day as a name. The Most High just said day one. And this is what the Most High is going to hold us to. Okay. Why didn't you keep my Sabbath? For the Most High. So some people try to get away with keeping 1 in 7 days as a Sabbath. So they can't keep the seventh day, and they're off on, let's say they're off on a Wednesday. Then they will say, okay, well, I'm going to keep Sabbath on Wednesday because I have to work those other days. Then what people are doing are justifying what they are doing. So they can say, well, I'm honoring the Most High. So this is where we start getting all these different philosophies, traditions, different doctrines, and everything else. If we just keep it very simple, the Most High is not an Elohim of confusion. The day one, day two, day three, day four, they have always been there. That's where the Most High started. Day one, the first day, the second day, the third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Somebody said, you know, why don't we just give them a name? And they start giving them a name, and all of a sudden somebody says, oh, well, maybe Sunday wasn't the first day. Yes, Sunday was always the first day. Somebody just took the first day and named it Sunday. The second day of the week was always the second day of the week. Somebody just named it Monday. The Most High didn't do that. That was the doing of men. Okay? So it's not something that we want to get into. Just look at your calendar. Look at the seventh day on the calendar. That is the Sabbath. Now, this word Shabbat, I've already given you the definition, but the one we want to really look at is to cease or desist from exertion. The Most High stopped exerting Himself in the creation. He created everything and said, everything was good. I'm done. I'm resting from this work. Okay, and so that is what He wanted His whole creation to do. Rest. 1 and 7. Shabbat referenced 67 verses throughout the Old Testament. Okay. 67 verses you find reference to the Shabbat, and people either keeping it or breaking it. But it's a very important day. Let's look at Genesis chapter 8, the book of Genesis chapter 8. And let's get verse 4. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month on the mountain of Ararat. And this word rested here is not Sabbath. It's not Shabbat. But the English translates it to rested. That's why I say, if you're going to study, then sometimes you have to go into the original language and find out that what word did they use and translate to the word that you're using in the English. So this word is nuwach. Nuwach. N-U-W-A-C-H. A primitive root to rest. Settle down, used in a great variety of applications, literally and figuratively, intransitive, causative, to dwell, to stay, let fall, place, let alone, withdraw, give comfort, to seek, be confederate, lay, let down, be quiet, remain, cause to be at, give, have, or make to rest. Okay? So it's another Hebrew word for rest, but it doesn't mean to seek. Say that in there. And that's the difference between Shabbat and this word. Even though the English translates it and it also means to rest, it doesn't mean to cease your exertion. Or if they would be calling it the Nawakne. Okay, again. The book of Exodus chapter 10. And we're going to be getting verse 14. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. So this word here again should be Nuwak. And it means that the locusts were, they stopped there. But they weren't, they were not work. They stopped there to eat the grass and to eat everything that was green. So it doesn't mean to cease from your exertion or your exertion. To cease from doing anything. If something rests on a branch, it's sitting there, but it does not necessarily mean that it's not up to doing something. Like an eagle can be sitting on a, resting on a branch in a tree, but it's looking for food. It's looking to hunt. So this word here, Nuwak, doesn't have the same meaning as Sabbath. No meaning of Sabbath to cease exertion or, to cease your exertion. Makes it that, hey, you're supposed to stop. You're not supposed to be doing anything in relationship to, he says, your personal stuff. It's supposed to be a day that you concentrate on him. Let's continue. Now, you'll find this word Nuwak, as in rested, used 64 times in the Old Testament. In you know, the five books of Moses and the prophets. When we first established, when was it first established, and by whom was it established? We know that the most Sabbath, and we read it in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yah ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the Sabbath day from all his work which he had made. That means he ceased his exertions. I no longer created. I've created everything I'm going to create, and I'm going to rest from this. I'm going to rest from being the creator. Okay? Go to Exodus chapter 16. So the Most High establishes this day in Genesis chapter 2, and then he gives it to Israel. Now, Adam, Eve, their children kept it. More than likely, Noah kept it. All of the holy men of the Most High, all of the righteous seed kept it. But now he's forming a nation. And he wants this nation to keep this day. Exodus chapter 16. And we're going to read. And the word of the Most High reads. And he said unto them, this is that which Yah has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath. The Sabbath day is holy. You know, people will keep Easter. They will keep Pentecost. The church and the Gentile nations consider those days holy. They consider Christmas holy. And this is something that you got to understand. Anything that the world calls a holiday, you can turn around and say it's a holy day for them. That's what it means. It's a holy day. The Most High said his Sabbath is a holy day. Rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Now, this is what he required them to do. Bake that which you shall bake today. Tomorrow is the holy day, the Sabbath. Bake what you will bake today and see or boil that which you will boil, and that which remaineth over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning. So the Most High was training Israel from the very beginning. I'm going to provide manna to you 5 days out of the week. And on those 5 days out of the week, you only go out and pick up as much as you can consume in a meal. And you bring it back or consume that day. But by the end of the day, it had to all be gone, and you couldn't store it up overnight. If you stored it up overnight, then it became worms. It rotted. So he wanted to make sure that they understood, I told you to go out and to pick up this manna and eat it all within that day, and don't keep any overnight, so you don't have to go out every day. And they laid it up till the morning, and Moses bade, and it did not sink. Every other day, if they laid it up until the next morning, it sank. Neither was there any worm therein. So imagine you go and you cook some bread, and you try to leave it for tomorrow, and you made it out of this manna. It was going to still rot. And you get up in the morning or later on that night and thinking that, hey, I'm going to have a midnight snack or whatever. You go in there, stick your hand in the bowl, and what's that smell? And then instead of pulling out a piece of bread, you pull out some worms. How did that go bad that fast? The Most High was doing that. And then he said, now, for the Sabbath, I don't want you going out and picking up any manna. I want you to pick up for 2 days. And I'm going to make it to where it don't stink. It's not going to rot. Verse 25. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto Yah. Today you shall not find it in the field. So they ate that evening. The next day, they went and they still had the manna. Moses said, eat that today. Now, he gave them a specific amount. I think it was an omer's worth, according to how much you ate. And you would eat that, let's say, Sunday, or let's do it this way. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. You would go out and you would pick up this manna, and you would eat it, and you didn't save it overnight. And the next morning, you had to get up and you had to go get more manna. And every day you had to do that. And if somebody, there were people who tried to save it, even when they were told not to save it. And it would sink and it would rot. But then on the sixth day, he said, no, I don't want you to go. I want you to rest like I rest. Don't go out and do any servile work. Don't light any fires. Rest on the sixth day. Gather for two. Gather for 2 days, eat half of it today, and tomorrow eat the rest. Okay, because you're not going to find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is in it, there shall be none. I'm not going to give you any. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather it. Now he already told them, don't go out there on the seventh day. I'm not giving you anything on the seventh day. and they found none. And Yah said unto Moses, how long refuse you? And Moses, I know Moses like, what do you mean me? I went out there looking for it. How long refuse you to keep my commandments and my law? See for that Yah has given you the Sabbath. Verse 29. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. No, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Sit on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like the coriander seed. White, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. So the Most High rested. Now he commanded that his people, when he went and got them out of Egypt, I rest on the seventh day. I'm going to provide food for you 6 days out of the week. I'm not going to provide food for you on the seventh day. So gather twice as much on the sixth day. Eat half of it on the sixth day and eat half of it on the seventh. But, you know, we always got some people, some hard-headed people just won't listen. They'll do what they want to do. And they went ahead and ate all their food on the sixth day, went out on the seventh day looking for some food. And they didn't find it. Okay. Let's keep going. Now we know that the seventh day is designated to keep the Sabbath. Let's look and see how long we were supposed to do this. Well, let's look and see what the penalty was. So what day of the week is the Sabbath? Let's go to Exodus 20 and 10. We've already read it somewhere else, but we got to witness this. Exodus 20 and 10. Now, in Exodus 20, these are the Ten Commandments. Okay. So Exodus 20 and 1. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, now, and what I want everybody to know about this, the Most High is not telling this to Moses. He's telling this to all of Israel. They're hearing his voice. I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Now, I want you to put yourself in their shoes. You're hearing this from the Most High, coming down and saying, hey, the Most High said, this is who he is. Yah said that he would cause the people to be able to hear his voice so that they knew that he spoke to Moses, that they would fear him. So, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Don't have any other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generations of them that hate me. Now this is a marriage covenant, okay? And I want everybody to understand that. The Most High is saying, you shall have no other man, if you are a woman, if this was a woman and a man, you shall have no other man before me. You shall not make unto you have any picture of any man or a likeness of any man in your wallet. You shall not lie down thyself or bow down thyself to serve any other man. For I am a jealous man, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. I'll get mad and go off, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah. You shall not marry Yah and take his name in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So you marry the Most High. You come into a relationship with him. He says, now you say that you belong to me. You have taken my name. Don't take it in vain and treat it like it's nothing. I said, obey my voice, obey my voice. This is what he's telling Israel, okay? Don't take my name and say you my people and you belong to me, because I'm not going to, Yah will not hold him guiltless. I'm going to hold you accountable if you take my name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Why shalt thou labor and do all thy work? But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days, now this is why, for in 6 days Yah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So he's saying, hey, I want you to remember I'm the creator every Sabbath day. I'm the creator of the heavens and the earth. And I created everything there is. That's why you're going to keep this. To honor me. 58 and 13 says, hey, if you turn not your ways, turn not out away from his Sabbath, and to keep it holy and to honor him in it. Let's go there real quick, and then we'll come back to Exodus 35. Go to Isaiah 58 and 13. Because this is what Israel has started failing to do. And they were doing whatever they wanted to do, and then coming before the Most High, and so they were holy. Now let's just read this, so people understand when we don't walk in the Most High's ways, when we don't do what He says to do, this is what He thinks about it. He says, cry aloud, Isaiah 58 and 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Cry out loud, show them their transgression and their sin. Yet they, Israel, my people, seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness. Seek me and want to know my ways like a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances of their Elohim. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to Elohim. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Why are we fasting and you not paying attention to our fast? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge? Why aren't you acknowledging the afflicting of our souls on the day of atonement? Behold, in the day of your fast, Yah's answer to them, you find pleasure and exact all your labors, and you do all your labors. I told you on my feast days, and when you do fast, you ain't supposed to work at all, no servile work. And you got the nerve to try to approach me like a nation that did righteousness, like a nation that forsook not my ordinances, coming to me and asking me anything. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Don't be fasting to make your voice heard on high when you're doing wickedness, when you're not keeping my commandments, when you're not obeying my voice. Is this such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bull rush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, acceptable day to Yah? Yah is asking this question. Is this what I ask for you guys to do? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, and to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as a morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall be before thee. The glory of Yah shall be your reward if you do what I ask you to do. You doing things in sin and in claiming that you're righteous and thinking that you got a right for me, and you don't do what I say do. Then shalt thou call, and Yah shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and save and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. So no darkness in you. And Yah shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. If you do what I ask you to do, you're not going to be in obscurity. You're not going to be in darkness. You're not going to be lean. Thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste place. Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him. So the Most High says, hey, don't turn your way, don't turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing and turn from doing thine pleasure on my holy day. I call the Sabbath and call the Sabbath a delight, holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. So the Most High said, now this is what people don't pick up on, saying if you honor his Sabbath. If you honor his Sabbath, then you honor him. That means if you don't honor his Sabbath, you dishonor him. I hope we can catch this. If you don't keep his Sabbath, you dishonor him. Because keeping his Sabbath and doing what he said to do on his Sabbath, he says, you honor him. Now let's go back to Exodus chapter 35. The Most High says, when we are walking in transgression, when we are walking in sin, we don't really have a right to approach him, nor to ask him, or to have our voice heard on high. We're not walking righteously before him. And our forefathers were walking like they were righteous and presenting themselves to him. And he was like, tell them, cry out loud and show them their transgression. Because they're acting like they got a right to approach me in unrighteousness. Exodus chapter 35. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you. Let me put on my glasses. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day. A holy day. Every week. Just like the beginning of month is a holy day to Yah. He names the new moon as a holy day. A Sabbath of rest to Yah. Whosoever does work therein shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. So the Most High says, this is serious. Play with. If you break it, it's going to cost you your life. Your life. Verse 4. And Moses spake unto all the children of the congregation of Israel, saying, this is that thing which Yah commanded, saying, take you from among you an offering unto... Well, we won't read that part. So understand that Sabbath itself is a holy day. And Yah says, in this holy day, I don't want you to do any servile work. And if you don't do any servile work, you honor me. And so to break the Sabbath dishonors him. That's how serious this is. It's not just a day off from work. You know, I done worked 5 days this week. And I'm ready for the weekend. I'm ready to get my groove on. That's the mentality of the world. I'm ready to get my liquor on, get my high on. I'm ready to go out and party. The world going out and partying when the Most High says, no, you should be before me. And so we got to understand that we have to keep this, okay? Because the Most High says to break it will cost you your life. If we say that he is our Elohim, so I'm going to break it down this way. If you say that the Most High is your Elohim, he's your God, and you have not done everything that you can do to let people know the job that you're going to, the job that you're on, your friends, your family, is to keep Sabbath, to honor the Most High. He commands it, and he says, if you dishonor me, it's death. Taught me when he started retraining me after he told me who we were as a people. Hey, first thing you got to do is start keeping my Sabbath. Well, yeah, I thought I was keeping it, and I didn't say yeah at the time. Lord, I thought I was keeping your Sabbath. No, you keep him with the churches of faith. They changed my holy day. And I know you keep that day that they told you religiously, faithfully, but it's not my day. My day is the seventh day of the week, not the first. I don't want you out there washing your car on my holy day. I don't want you out there cutting the grass on my holy day. I don't want you going to the store and shopping on my holy day. I don't want you taking care of your business on my holy day. I don't want you looking at the football game or the basketball game or the track, field and track on my holy day. That's for your pleasure. That's not for mine. Don't seek your pleasures on my holy day. Don't go out and do physical labor for pay on my holy day. Don't let your friends trick you into doing it. If they got something that needs to be done, if it's not an emergency, because it's okay to do good on the Sabbath day. You got to use common sense. Just because the Sabbath day is the only day that they, you know, that they got available to do it, that's not an emergency. And the other days to be more important than his Sabbath. And you got to tell them, hey, no, the Most High Sabbath is more important than your day. Pick one of your days, make it inconvenient to you because I'm coming to help you. But you're not going to make me offend the Most High Elohim to please you. So you take a day off work. And we'll do it on that day. Hey, got to have that mentality that, hey, you know, I loved my roommate in New York. He was my landlord, but we were roommates as well. And when he started keeping Sabbath, he wouldn't even let people borrow his tools. They didn't keep Sabbath. They'd come by, hey, can I get a saw? Can I get, no, my tools don't work on Sabbath. I'm not working and my tools don't work on Sabbath. I loved it. I'm keeping the Sabbath of the Most High. I don't work and my tools don't work. So if you ain't got it, you have to go rent it from someplace else. You're not using mine. Great attitude toward the Shabbat. Okay, let's continue. How long were we to observe? How long were we supposed to keep the Sabbath? Was it just for Israel? Was it just for while we're a nation? How long? Go to Exodus 31. Exodus chapter 31. And we're going to start in verse 15. Verse 15 and 16. Six days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yah. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death, like we were told in Exodus 35. This is a death Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. Let's look at the word perpetual. It is Olam, Olam, O-L-W-M, O-W-L, well, sorry, O-W-L-A-M. Okay. And it means properly concealed, in essence, the vanishing point, generally, time out of mind, past or present. In essence, practically, eternity. Forever, for eternity. Frequently, adverbially, especially with propositional prefix, always, always. Ancient times, anymore, continuance, eternal. So we get the gist. World without end, to the end of the world, and past that. This is a perpetual covenant. Keep it forever. You're going to honor me forever. Even in the new kingdom, they honor the Sabbath. When the new Jerusalem comes down, from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me. Not just Israel, all flesh. I know that they read those things. Covenant. Verse 17. And I want you to underline this, okay? In verse 16. Perpetual covenant. This is a covenant, an agreement outside of the first covenant. It's a part of the first covenant, but it's also separate from. So it's a covenant within a covenant. The Most High can cancel the first covenant with Israel, and the Sabbath would not be canceled. He'd have to specifically say, and I'm discontinuing the perpetual covenant of the Sabbath. So this is a contract within a contract. We got the contract of the Sabbath, and you got the contract of the Ten Commandments. Okay? The ordinances, the judgments, the statutes that support that. Okay? The Sabbath is part of the first covenant, but the Most High established the Sabbath before there was a first covenant. When he created everything, he rested on the seventh day. He says, okay, now this is going to be a perpetual thing. And it's included in the first covenant. And you're going to honor me by commandment. But I can cancel out that first covenant. And the Sabbath is still required. So when people don't see it mentioned in the New Testament, see, he didn't say to keep the Sabbath here. He don't have to. It's a wolf. Outside of all that. And because they don't pick up on this, that the Sabbath is a perpetual covenant, separate and apart from the new covenant. Then they think when the Most High canceled out the first covenant, that, and he don't mention the Sabbath, oh, we got to keep the Sabbath. Geno Jennings makes that mistake. Well, he don't name it right here. Messiah didn't tell that rich young man to keep the Sabbath. Yeah, but he also didn't tell that rich young man to honor the Most High and don't have any other guy before him and don't bow down or pray to the image either. Do you think he canceled that out too? So the bottom line is, for those of you who wonder or who get asked the question, how come the Sabbath is not mentioned in the New Testament? Because it's not part of, it's part of the New Testament, but it's perpetual. It don't have to be renamed. He didn't cancel the Sabbath. Okay? So this is a separate covenant. He and you. And the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yah made the heavens and the earth. And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. I want you to always remember that forever. As long as you say you belong to me, you better remember I'm the creator. And you better honor me in the seventh day. You better keep it holy. So, when they don't see it in that you know, in the New Testament, oh, we can change this. We can change it to the Lord's Day. Most I ain't give you no right to do that. So underline that in your book. Keep it before you. That this is a perpetual covenant and it's separate and apart from the first covenant. The Most High includes this in the first covenant, but he didn't create this in the first covenant. His Sabbath was from the beginning. Now, we know that the penalty for breaking the Sabbath is death. Because if you don't keep this, you're supposed to be put to death. Go to Numbers chapter 15. Book of Numbers, chapter 15. Chapter, the Most High is talking about ignorant sin and presumptuous sin. Okay? This is the chapter where he separates who he's going to punish and who he's not going to punish. And he says, if you sin ignorantly in this chapter, I will forgive you. But if you sin presumptuously, willfully, knowing that you're doing wrong, I will not forgive you. You can't bring an atonement for that. The priest can't make an atonement for you. Your iniquity shall remain upon you. Okay? We're going to go back up here. Let's read. Let's start reading in. Start reading in verse 32. No, let's start. Let's read in verse 30. Let's start in verse 30. Back up a couple of verses. Start reading in verse 30. But the soul that does ought presumptuously, whether he born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches. Now, underline that word reproaches. Change it to blasphemy. Because this is serious. Put that word reproach there rather than blasphemy when it means blasphemy. It's kind of, to me, it's kind of wicked. So if you sin willfully, Yah says you blaspheme him. Yah is the Ruach HaKodesh, he's the Holy Spirit. So you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And that soul shall be cut off from among his people because he has despised the word of Yah and has broken his commandments. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall remain upon him. Anybody that blasphemes the Most High says it's not forgivable. It wasn't forgivable under the Torah. Your iniquity shall remain upon you. Now he's going to give you a situation where somebody did this. Okay? And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him inward because it was not declared what should be done to him. Wait a minute. We just caught him picking up sticks. It's the Sabbath day. The Most High said don't do any servile work. What are we going to do with him? Now they should already know what's to be done. I guess they just want to know how to do it. And Yah said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without or outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as Yah commanded Moses. So this is what the Most High said. You don't do any servile work. They caught this man picking up sticks. He knew he wasn't supposed to be picking up sticks. Because if he was ignorant of it, he could have just confessed it. I didn't know. And the Most High would have said, okay, you did it in ignorance. Go bring the required sacrifice to the priest, and he'll make an atonement for you. But this man knew. He wasn't supposed to be picking up sticks on the Sabbath day. They brought him to Moses. What should we do with this man? Well, you already know the Most High said anybody that breaks the Sabbath is supposed to die. He died for breaking Sabbath. So the penalty was death. Chapter 18. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. Let's get verse 1 through 4. The word of Yah came unto me again, saying, what mean you that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten the sour grapes? Have eaten sour grapes, and the children's feet are set on edge. Father did something, and it affected the children. As I live, saith Yah, Elohim, you shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. I'm removing this. Remember, I told you that in the law it says, I will get you who transgress against me, even to the third and fourth generation of your children. So now you're not going to be able to say this anymore. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And we're not going to go all through this. But the Most High is looking at the individual. If your family don't keep Sabbath, keep it. You're not going to die, but they are. What do you say? If I don't keep Sabbath and my son keeps it, my son don't die because I didn't keep Sabbath. I die because I didn't keep Sabbath, and he will live. But if my son don't keep Sabbath and I keep Sabbath, then my son will die for this sin. My daughter, my wife, my children. Okay? If they don't keep it. Go to Romans chapter 6. The book of Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. And the word of the Most High says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of Elohim is eternal life through Yeshua HaMashiach. If we sin, he says, the soul that sins, the soul that breaks the Sabbath, important because Messiah is coming back looking for a bride that is without spot and without blemish. I don't know how most of the church can qualify for that. Well, he just forgives me, and I'm spotless. No. Doesn't work that way. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Romans chapter 8 and verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. The carnal mind is enmity. We've been doing this series on, we did it last week on the conscious mind or the conscious heart and the unconscious heart. And the conscious heart is the heart that we have and the will that we have in our mind to do those things that we know, to go according to our knowledge, what we've learned. When we do the things after the flesh, the conscious mind is after the flesh. It's not after the Most High. We might think it is, but he tells us it's not. Conscious mind is just what we've learned in life and how we're responding to what we've learned. But it's of the flesh. So if we live after the flesh, he says you will die. Because you got the carnal mind will tell you to do things that are not godly. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, mortify the deeds of the body means to kill them, stop them, you shall live. So the penalty for sin, the Most High says that they sinned in the Torah, in the Old Testament, the penalty for it was death. In the New Testament, he did not change that. He did not say the penalty for sin is a slap on the wrist. He tell me you did it. He says, well, if you tell me you did it and you were ignorant, you can confess it. If you knew it was wrong, ain't no blood for that. One time, you can come to me and receive grace, and I'll forgive you. After that, don't do it anymore. So we see that the penalty for sin is the same in the Old Testament and the New Testament, but not through the judgment of a civil court. Unless Yeshua returns first, we will all die physically one day because of our sin. The Most High says he has chosen a day. That man picking up sticks died that day. But the Most High says, I have chosen a day that I'm going to judge all mankind. I'm going to judge everybody in a single day. So you might think you're getting away with it, but I'm going to pull up the book of your work. I'm going to see if you ever repented of this and turned away from breaking my Sabbath. Turned away from your wickedness. And if I don't see it in your work, I'm throwing you in the lake. I'm going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. Go to Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 21. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 21. And the word of the Most High reads, notwithstanding the children rebelled against me. This is, he's reciting what the children of Israel have done, and the ones that he brought out of the wilderness, and the ones he caused to die in the wilderness, and he took their children, and their children, the one who were rebellious in the wilderness, and the one that the Most High brought into the promised land, their children rebelled against him. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath. Then said I, now, he didn't say they sinned against me by doing something like, he said he took another God. They didn't honor my Sabbath. Then said I, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. This time they would pollute his Sabbath. They would bring in and try to worship something other than him. They would try to work on his day. They would try to sell on his day. They're doing something in the wilderness that they're not supposed to be doing. His children, the ones that he said, I'm going to save, because your fathers, I caused them to die in the wilderness. And they know I caused their fathers, their mothers, to die in the wilderness, their uncles and their aunts. And they rebelled against me, polluted my Sabbath. So Yah promises that he would scatter his people who did not keep the commandments. Verse 22, nevertheless, through my hand and worked and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, and dispersed them through the country, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbath. And their eyes were after their father's idols. So these children were doing everything their fathers were doing. And it just seems to be the nature of the people to just do wrong, knowing that they weren't supposed to do these things, they did it anyway. So Yah said that I was scattering them throughout the nation. Now, I want everybody to read this. See what Yah says here in verse 25. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. Yah said, I did. And I polluted them in their own gifts. I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through the fire all that opened the womb. You want to worship Moloch? Tell you I'm Moloch and tell you to do these things so I can pollute you, so I can damn you, that I might make them desolate to the end that they might know that I am Yah. See, when we got a mind to disobey, the Most High tells us in more than one place that I'll make you believe that what you're doing is great. I even make you believe that not keeping my Sabbath is okay. You ain't got to do it. You can believe those people who say you ain't got to keep the Sabbath. You can believe those people who say I changed my Sabbath day to another day. You can believe them, and I'm going to make you believe them. Then I might make you desolate. And I might tell you in the end, you know what? Serving me. But you really weren't. And I caused it. People don't like to hear that. Elohim's not that way. He wouldn't do that. I've shown us in more than one place that yes, he will. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. And when he sends somebody to us to tell us the truth, he wants us to hear it and obey it. Do it. So someone caused you to believe a lie. Polluted them. Yah did that. Caused them not to, to put their children through the fire to Molech. And I can guarantee you, they put a whole lot of children in that fire. And they did not pass through and live. When they were doing it to Molech, they kept their children. When they thought they were doing it to Molech and they were doing it to Yah, Yah was killing them. I'm going to dwindle your population. I'm going to make you desperate. Make you few in number. It's a nominational system that we see today. It's the equivalent of being scattered and wandering in a spiritual wilderness. You in America, they say, everybody says that, you know, for the most part, they believe in Christ. They believe in Jesus. They believe in the God of the Bible. But everybody believes in something different. Everybody believes in what they want to believe. Well, this is what I think is right. Well, this is what we think is right. Well, no, you guys got it wrong. This is what's right. And it's a spiritual wilderness that is doing the same thing to the people. It's allowing them to believe whatever they want to believe. Okay? This has happened because we went away from Yah's commandments, including keeping the Sabbath. Many are now believing that many now believing, keeping the doctrines which are false, such as Sunday worship, which cannot give them life. That's what they believe. Because sin is the transgression of the law, by definition, in the New Testament, then any kind of sin is possible for breaking the Sabbath commandment. So, these are the consequences of sin. Joshua chapter 7, get verses 11 and 12. Going blurry on me. Give me a hot second here. Joshua chapter 7, verses 11 through 11 and 12. Notice what it starts off with. Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and disassembled also, and they have put it even among their own self. Now, this was one person that did this, and it, with the knowledge of his family. Sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourself for their enemies. When you sin against the Most High leaves. He don't let you stand against before your enemies, but turn their backs toward their enemies. Because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. So when we sin, and we do something, and we break the covenant, and we take something that the Most High says we ought not do, because I'm not with you anymore. Let's go to Judges. Chapter 3, 7 and 8. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yah, and forgot Yah their Elohim, and served Baal in the grove. Therefore, the anger of Yah was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Shushan-Rishathaims, king of Mesopotamia, however you pronounce that man's name. Yah sold them into slavery. And the children of Israel served this man 8 years. Sin, the consequence of it, not keeping his Sabbath. Judges chapter 6. Book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yah, and Yah delivered them into the hand of the Midians 7 years. We didn't keep the Sabbath. Got sent into slavery 7 years. Judging. And one. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yah. And Yah delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Now, we're wondering why we can't come out of this captivity in the land of our captors. We're free. There's nothing holding us here. Where would you go? But then we stay in a land that still don't, we still up under the curse. Captivity. We don't come out because Yah don't want us to come out yet. And if we're obeying his voice, then we're not going to move until he says to move. But I sent you into those captivities for doing evil. What about other people suffering because of what we do? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 25. 28, Deuteronomy 28. All these things that be happening to people and people that they know, people in their family, simply because we that know to don't honor the Sabbath. So Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's get verse 15 through 18. So what time is it? 30. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt thou be, shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. If we're sinning and we're just not keeping the Sabbath, forget all everything else, just not keeping the Sabbath. That's big. If it's big enough and important enough to get you scattered, it's important enough that if you are cursed, then the fruit of your womb is going to be cursed. The fruit of your offspring is going to be cursed. If you're not keeping it, surely you're not going to teach them to keep it. So the Most High says, I will curse the fruit of your body and the fruit of thy land. The increase of thy kind, your cattle, whatever you're raising, and the flock of your sheep. They're not going to bring forth like they would because you're not honoring me. So we today have to know that we are to honor him in his Shabbat. It is not a if then. It is not a if we can. We have to do it with everything that's in our might to keep. And if we can't, then the Most High understands. And if we pursue to make a way, he'll make a way. And put you in another one. He'll make a way for you to keep his Shabbat. Now, this is some teachings we've been working on here lately, but they are appropriate and they are in this lesson. Let's look and see what will happen to people who don't keep Sabbath. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 3. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, Master, Master, Yah, Yah, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. The Most High says, my will is that you keep my Sabbath perpetually, that you don't do any servile work in it, and that you honor me in it. That's my will. But he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, not keeping his Sabbath? And in thy name have cast out devils, not keeping his Sabbath? And in thy name done many wonderful works, not keeping his Sabbath? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity, sin. Go to Matthew chapter 13. The book of Matthew chapter 13. See verses 40 through 42. Matthew chapter 13, verses 40 through 42. And the word of the Most High reads, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The tares look like saints. They claim to be saints. They claim to belong to the Most High. They're doing the work. They're doing the miracles. They're doing, they're prophesying. And he says, this is going to be all the way up until the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send, shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. If you think we're applying this to the Sabbath, the not keeping the Sabbath was a death penalty, do you think it offends the Most High not to keep the Sabbath? Do you think that those angels are going to gather out of his kingdom everybody that don't keep the Sabbath? And them which do iniquity take on a whole nother meaning when we understand who's who and what's what. If you are not doing what the Most High said, if you are not walking in his ways, you're not keeping his Sabbath, just the Sabbath. You're walking in iniquity. So they'll use those verses. One man esteems one day, and another man esteems another day. One man esteems every day. And they'll justify that and say, see, I can worship on whatever day I want to. Most I said, if I esteem Tuesday over Sabbath, and I make Tuesday my Sabbath, I can do it. Because I'm honoring him. But he didn't tell you you could do that. Say again, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. See you later. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire, wailing and gnashing of teeth. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, because what did Messiah come to redeem us from? Titus chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. And the word of the Most High reads, for that blessed hope, that's what we're supposed to be doing, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Redeem us from all iniquity. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. And 13 or 14, that's what I said. Okay. He's looking for a zealous people that he redeemed from all iniquity, all unrighteousness, that he redeemed from not keeping the Sabbath. Why don't you confess that one time? And I expect that you would keep my Sabbath after that. Because I kill people for not keeping my Sabbath. Find a reason not to keep it again? You're not the one I'm looking for. Pray we can hear him. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The book of Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Say it. Thy throne. Now this is the Most High talking to Messiah. But we know there's only one Elohim. But we're not going to go there for right now. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. Most High says this of the Son. But we know that the Father is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. A scepter of lawfulness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore Elohim, even thy Elohim, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. For those who want to do right. Those who want to do right. Those who don't want to do right, I ain't looking for you. I'm going to wield the scepter of righteousness. And I hate iniquity. You don't keep my Sabbath? That's iniquity. I don't know how the church gets past this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Well, we ain't under the law, so we can't sin. How foolish. Change the Sabbath day to whatever we want. Do what we want in it. However we want to worship him in it, the day we created. So we can go to church, come home, wash the car, cook our meal, put on some ham hocks, and some greens, cook a little bit of cornbread, watch the football game in his holy day. Seek our own pleasure and worship the Most High all at the same time in his holy day. No, sin is the transgression of his law. Breaking the Sabbath will be a transgression. Up on next week, the Sabbath. We're going to be looking at those things that you can and cannot do on the Sabbath. Now, I've made the general arguments for you. You know, you're not supposed to be watching the football game. You're not supposed to be seeking your own pleasure. You're not supposed to be doing work for other people because it's convenient and that's the only day they have to do it. You're not supposed to be, you know, if it's an emergency, yes, you can go out and help somebody. We want to look at those things that we can, what the scripture says, permissible and not permissible in the Sabbath. So, do we have any questions on what we've covered so far? I'm opening the mic here. Any questions? Okay, I guess not. All right, there are no questions. Then I'm going to say, may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. But I do not have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, safe, for this is the whole duty of man. Shalom and have a blessed rest of your Tuesday evening. And let me find the closing song. All right, Sister Nita. Sister Hazel. Gary, keep the blessing.
Shalom, thank you.
All right, thank you. Sister Mary. All right.
I got a new hip today, Brother Miles.
Oh, amen, Brother Gary. I have for you. You doing okay?
Yeah, that's going to be a blessing. Yeah, everything's fine. I'm home, and things went well.
All right, amen. To Yah be the glory.
Amen.
Yah be the glory. All right, talk with you.
Cardwell told us that his piece of culture is 60K.